Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Hi, and welcome to the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian. My name is Jonathan Messenger. What was that?
A spell.
It sounded almost like a song.
It's a song spell.
What does it do?
It means you have to sing every word you say instead of speaking it.
Well, it doesn't seem like it worked.
That's because I'm not done.
Okay, well then let's hear the rest of it.
There. Now you have to sing every word you say.
That didn't work. Oh, wait. Yes, it did. Oh, no. What have you done? Bebop, make it stop. I don't like this. Please don't do this to me.
I'm sorry. I can't stop laughing.
Okay, let's just get into the episode, shall we? So I don't have to sing anymore. If you remember what happened in the last episode, the explorers had gone to a planet and discovered it was populated by their clones.
This is how you sing?
I don't know. There was also a super bonds. Let's see what happens in the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian. An ethical trilemma.
Okay, everybody. Yo, Bunce. Back to the Explorer Pod. We're getting out of here.
What? Said Abigail. We don't do that.
Don't do what? Live?
Said Bunce as he stepped toward the pod. No, run away, said Abigail. I mean, we run away all the time, but we never just abandon the planet like this.
Well, the thing is, said Bunce, the thing is that I didn't just make these doppelgangers of us. I kind of gave them other attributes.
Fear me, yelled Super Bunce, and he suddenly flew into the air.
You can fly? Said Vale.
Bow before me, shouted Super Bunce, and suddenly a green glowing light surrounded him.
And you can glow? Said Elias.
And if you can glow, said Juliana.
Green lasers burst from Super Bunce's palms.
Okay, now we can run, said Abigail. The explorers took off, and Foggy flew up above them, intercepting Super Bunce. Fogro stayed on the ground, apparently dealing with another glitch in his programming. Super Bunce fired another round of lasers, but Foggy was able to dodge and fly away. Super Bunce rocketed after him.
Come back here!
The explorers ducked behind a large gray tree, surrounded by a twisted gray bushes.
Okay, I know what you're going to say, said Bunce. But if you made a super version of yourself, wouldn't you fly and fire lasers too?
Fair point, said Elias. So what are we waiting for exactly, said Juliana. Dad, why don't you just use your magic and cast them out of existence?
I suppose I could, but it seems a little unseemly.
I agree, said Finn. As much as I don't want to agree with Bunce, Explorers Troop 301 doesn't just wish people out of existence. But they're not people, said Juliana. They're basically figments of my dad's imagination. I have a question, said Elias. You said that you gave them special abilities. Do all of them have lasers?
Of course not, said Bunce. Only I, Super Bunce, have deadly lasers. I mean, not I. You know, the other Bunce. You know what I mean. Stop looking at me like that.
Okay, said Abigail. You're the only one with lasers. But do the other ones have special abilities? What can they do? What else are we dealing with here?
Nothing too special, said Bunce.
Holy smokes, can you just tell us already? Said Vale. He nervously peeked over the bushes. They're coming!
Well, you, Vale, your doppelganger is very, very skilled at dancing.
Dancing? Said Vale. I'm already an amazing dancer. That's not a superpower. That's my talent.
And yours, Elias? You are very, very good at digging holes.
That's not a superpower, said Elias.
And Abigail, yours is very good at taking the dirt Elias digs and then building elaborate dirt castles.
Abigail gave Bunce a long look. You are so weird, she said. I don't even want to know what my superpower is, said Finn.
Oh, you don't have one, said Bunce. I couldn't bring myself to give you anything special. I was still very angry with you at the time. It's not like now, you know, when we're best friends.
Yeah, what a punishment, said Elias. You can't dig holes. The explorers looked up, and Foggy was busy dodging Super Bunce's laser blasts. So far, the Super Ganger hadn't been able to land a single shot.
I suppose I should have given me better aim, said Bunce.
Okay, all of you, out from behind the bushes.
It was the doppelganger Abigail. The clone explorers were just on the other side. Bunce put his hands up and walked out. The explorers followed closely behind.
Okay, look! It's me!
The cloned explorers all blinked and looked at Bunce. Finn could see that they vaguely recognized him, like someone they'd had a dream about but hadn't met in real life.
You?
Said the other Vale.
You look like the Supreme Commander Admiral Superbunce,
but way worse.
Okay, well, that's hurtful, said Bunce. But I understand. I made him and he is a lot like me, but just a little bit different.
Yeah, you're way worse, said the other Vale.
Okay, look, Juliana stepped forward. The clone explorers all gasped.
Who are you? We don't have one of you.
Juliana looked at her dad.
You're one of a kind, my dear, said Bunce. It felt too strange to make another one of my daughters.
Look, my dad, the real Bunce, he made all of you, said Juliana. That's why your robot called him dad. He is extremely powerful magic, so I suggest you convince your super dude to calm it with the lasers, okay?
We can't, said the other Finn. He won't listen to us. He gets all high on himself and starts firing off lasers, and you just have to kind of wait it out. He'll get tired eventually. Don't worry. He takes super naps, too.
Super naps? Said Vale. Why couldn't my power be super naps?
The thing is, said Juliana, you all aren't real. You're part of a spell that my dad cast, and now we have to return the magic to where he got it, and before we do that, we have to reset all of the magic he cast throughout the universe.
So you mean we're not the real ones? Said the cloned Elias. None of this means anything? All of those holes I dug? All for nothing?
No, you're real, said Finn. It doesn't matter where you came from. You're living beings. Whether you were born here or on another planet or through some other magical means, you're all real.
Juliana looked at him, and to Finn's surprise, she smiled.
He's right, said Juliana. I didn't want to see it, but he's right. So now we have a small problem. We have to reset all of the magic that my dad cast, but If we do that, then no more holes, said the cloned Elias.
And no more dancing, said the other valet.
Right, said Juliana.
Foggy flew down and joined them.
Phew,
he said.
I do not know what happened. One minute the Superbunts was firing rapid-fire laser missiles at me. The next, he was curled up in the branches of a tree, snoring like a warthog.
That's our admiral, said the other Finn.
Have I made it back in time for the ethical dilemma?
Said Foggy. Yes, said Juliana. We were just trying to figure out how to not wipe them off the planet, but also how to set the universe right. But we can't do both.
We could also wipe you out, you know, said the clone valet. So really, it's an ethical trilemma.
Tensions raised, and it seemed like a battle was almost unavoidable.
I have a question, though. One thing that's been bugging me, said Bunce. You said that Super Bunce often takes naps after using his lasers.
That's right, said the other Finn.
Well, how often is he using his lasers?
As much as he needs, said the other Finn.
And why would he need to?
To defeat the little green balloons that show up every now and again? I mean, isn't that obvious?
I was afraid you were going to say that.
Bunce, said Finn. Fill us in here. What are the little green balloons?
They're magic jammers.
What's a magic jammer? Said Finn.
It's that!
Yelled Bunce. They all looked up and saw what looked like a big green water balloon hurtling toward them.
Don't let it hit you!
All right, so we have an ethical dilemma here, which means we have a situation in which there's a right and wrong thing to do, but both of them seem kind of right and both of them seem kind of wrong. And the explorers have to figure out how to solve what seems like an impossible problem, right? The explorers have to remove all the magic that Bunce has put out into the universe, but if they do that, then they wipe out their clones. And now we have something called magic jammers showing up, something that Bunce didn't tell them about. What's that going to be? What's going to happen? We'll find out in next week's episode. Thank you so much for listening to this season. Thank you so much for sending in your spell ideas. Keep sending them in. We have a lot of good ones. Today's singing spell, which I did not very much appreciate, was sent in by Abigail, who's 9, from Salem, Massachusetts. My old stomping grounds, Abigail, thank you so much for that spell. All right, everybody, next week, the Magic Jammers. We'll see you then. Bye, bye, bye. All right, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for sending in all your spell ideas. Keep sending them in. Don't send them to Bebop, please. I don't want any more slipper fires in here. But please do send them to earth@fincastmedia.com. Subject line, spells. The Alien Adventures of Fincast Media, Gen Z Kids production, written and produced by Jonathan Messenger, edited and guided by Griffin Messenger, with special thanks to Maria Villanueva. Our intern is, of course, Emerson Messenger. The music you hear at the beginning and end of every show is by Mark Greenberg, the recently voted the nicest gentleman in the universe. Our cover art is by Sir Ian Dingman. Whew. Sorry, I ran out of breath for a second there. For more great podcasts for your family, go to gzmshows.com, and we will see you next week.
Ow, my ears.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual, and best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube. Hey parents and teachers, have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, podcast title pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.